It's Wednesday, which must mean it's time for some mindfulness. Mike Cooley, thank you for coming in again. It's lovely to see you. What is going to be the focus of the practice today?
Well, not so much mindfulness as heartfulness.
So, nice.
Yeah, another big component of mindfulness practice is to generate or cultivate or develop a more open-hearted, inclusive relationship to all things. So that's what we're going to do today.
Oh, lovely. Well, yeah, take it away. A bit of heartfulness. We all need some of that in our lives.
That's it. So we'll do some now. So it's generally a nice closed practice. It's one to really kind of sink or soak into. So you can get your posture nice and still and alert. You can close your eyes. All you have to do is listen. There's no right answer. We'll just see what happens at the end. Okay. So we're not going to focus on our breath for this practice. We're actually going to begin by bringing to mind a memory. Okay. A moment in your life when you felt happy, safe, loved or in love, fulfilled. So it could be a major life event that you'll never forget. Or if you're struggling, it could just be the last time you were laughing with friends or family. Okay? And I just want you to bring that to mind and just kind of soak into that memory. Watch it. If it makes you want to smile, that's even better. And so we're just re-watching that memory in our mind, seeing the people's faces, perhaps hearing the laughter, feeling how we felt. Okay, and this just helps us shift gear into a more uplifted, positive state of mind. And we're just going to see if we can carry forward this positive state of mind and develop more positive, open attitudes towards people in our lives. So the first thing we can do is bring to mind a loved one. Okay, a family member maybe, perhaps someone that needs some extra connection right now. You can bring them to mind. Imagine them at their very best, so they'll be smiling, perhaps laughing. And what I'd like you to do is just repeat internally, repeat to yourself, just the following phrases. Okay. May you be happy, healthy, and whole. May you be safe, strong, and secure. May you be filled with peace and joy. And I want you to drop down into the center of your chest. Place your awareness or your focus in the center of your chest. You can put your hand there if it helps. It's where we tend to feel positive emotion. And that's just what we're generating through this practice. Just staying with whatever we feel in the body. From a loved one, we're now going to shift our loving kindness, our compassion, towards a neutral person. So this is someone that we don't have much feeling for. Someone at work, a neighbour, the postman, someone that we see in our lives, but we don't really know them. So this is a chance to bring that person to life. So you can bring them to mind. Okay. Again, imagine them at their best, happy, smiling. And again, resting in the center of your chest and just repeating the phrases internally. May you be happy, healthy, and whole. May you be safe, strong, and secure. May you be filled with peace and joy. Again, just resting with what you feel in the body, attentive to any positive emotion. From a neutral person, we're now going to shift towards someone we find difficult, the troublemaker in our lives. Okay, so it could be a family member, it could be someone at work. we can try and change our attitude towards that person. Okay, so we can bring that person to mind. And instead of seeing them as a troublemaker, see if we can find the human. Okay, the person that might be struggling. So you can imagine them happy, smiling, perhaps even remembering a time when you did get on, you did connect. There was a human there, like you. And again, resting in the center of the chest and just repeating the phrases internally. May you be happy, healthy, and whole. May you be safe, strong, and secure. May you be filled with peace and joy. Okay, so well done if you've done that. Wishing someone that we find difficult is an incredible practice. It's not easy, so you might find tension or resistance in the body. Okay, and that's fine. Feel that. Feel that resistance or tension. It's allowed. We're taking a bigger picture when we do this practice. And from the person we find difficult, now we can shift towards the person doing this practice, the person we call me, with this mind, with this body, with these emotions, okay, with these preferences, with these difficulties, wishing ourselves well as a fundamentally sane thing to do. Drop into the center of your chest, repeating internally. May I be happy, healthy, and whole. May I be safe, strong, and secure. May I be filled with peace and joy. And you can almost imagine or sense that you're breathing in or soaking in those qualities, peace, joy, absorbing them. And so they fill us up and then they overflow. It ripples outward into the people in our lives. And so we can wish them well as well, the people around us. So you can bring to mind an image of your family and friends together, your colleagues at work together, everybody you meet day in, day out, these people, wishing them well. You can see everybody smiling, happy, wishing the best for them. Again, resting in the center of your chest, repeating internally. May we be happy, healthy, and whole. May we be safe, strong, and secure. May we be filled with peace and joy. Just staying with what you find in the body, just breathing into it. Okay, when you're ready, you can open your eyes. So it's just a very basic, simple practice to cultivate a very open, inclusive, benevolent goodwill towards all people.
It is a beautiful practice, but I have to say there's elements of it that are also the most difficult one I think we've done so far.
That's true. Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
It does feel joyous, though, towards the end. So that's a wonderful thing to do. Mike Cooley, thank you so much. We'll speak to you same time next week.
Thank you.